Welcome to another Fun Facts Friday. We are here today in front of the painting of Jackson, Dr. Jackson. With us, a special guest, my sister-in-law, Elizabeth Graybill Suber, who happens to know something about art. And so we asked her to come and talk to us about the painting itself. Most people don't even remember seeing this painting of Dr. Jackson here because it just becomes part of the wall. But this is a very important...
Just before you start, we need to explain the background noise. We're filming this right before Wednesday at first, and in just a few minutes, the room's going to be full of people eating wonderful food. So forgive the background noise. Elizabeth, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about the painting.
Well, I can tell you a little bit about Dr. Jackson. He came to First Press in 1931, so you can imagine the Depression. There was a lot of upheaval. People were worried about life, and to have a minister come and settle in, of course, is very important, but yet that was probably a bit of change at that point in time. And he served until 1958, so through the war, through turbulent years, and then through maybe what would be considered less turbulent 1950s. His portrait was painted by Charles Croson. He is from Sumter. He was born in 1916. Sadly, his mother died less than two weeks after he was born. He was raised by his father, and he showed early promise as an artist. And by the time he was 25, had a solo exhibition here in Columbia of a number of portraits that he had been commissioned to paint, at least probably 25.
He was also a magician.
No, Dr. Jackson was a magician, not Croson.
You're talking about the artist.
The artist is right. Charles Mason Croson. Right. But Dr. Jackson apparently did enjoy magic as well.
Now, tell us a little bit about the style of the painting.
Well, this one is more representative of Croson's later work. His early work is a little bit more expressive. The brushstroke is a little bit more ebullient, which reflects his training, well, I should say his mentorship from, he was mentored by Howard Chandler Christie, who was a famous, actually world-famous American artist, known for his World War II political posters, and also he painted a number of American presidents.
Now, one of the details that fascinated me about this painting ever since I first saw it was that the head is in focus, the face is in focus, but the arms are not quite in focus,
yes.
As though it's drawing your eyes up towards his face.
Yes.
Which is beautifully done.
Right. And if you look at other pieces of Croson's work, earlier pieces are, again, a little bit more expressive. The brushstroke is looser. But as he matured and defined his style, and I believe it probably reflects the subjects, because as he later in his career, he tended to do more judges, educators, and I believe this may be the only minister he did. I don't have record of that for sure, but his style became more refined, and I think that reflected his subjects Saul Blatt. He did two deans of the USC Law School.
Do you know who commissioned it?
I think possibly the women of the church, but I'm not positive.
He looks a kind man.
He has a very pleasing countenance.
He was well loved in this congregation.
Yes, I think that again that would reflect the periods of time that he served in.
And a pastor who took the church through the Second World War would have had a great deal of affection for Don Mather.
Well, after 25 years, they wanted to name this room for him.
Well, thank you so much for bringing your expertise. The check's in the mail. thank you. That's been another fun Friday. We'll see you again next week.